Last segment, we talked about our fears, everyday fears like an elevator or a hernia. And to help us work through these fears, we thought we would bring into the studio an old friend of the show. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas and has for over 20 years. He has authored over 4,000 books on psychology. It is Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Good morning, Kay.
How are you?
Good morning, dude.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is morning sip of coffee.
A long sip.
Ooh, love slurping it down.
Man. Yeah, you do.
Love it.
Well, Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Casey.
Yeah, we haven't seen you in the New Year.
Since the New Year began.
No.
What did you guys do? Did you purity?
Well, yeah, a little purity? Bit. Sure. What? Sure.
I was just That's repeating what you said.
It's a Friends in book, isn't it?
Dr. Maxwell, we wanted to have you in to talk about overcoming our fears.
Oh, thank you, Craig, for this opportunity. Yes. People have a lot of fears.
What?
People have a lot of fears.
I don't understand.
People have a lot of fears.
People have a lot of fears. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. And a lot of times they scare those people that have them.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
You know, fears. In my psychological training and background, I can tell you this. Freud, Sigmund Freud, I'm speaking of, specifically, once said that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I don't know if he said that.
I think that is so important to realize. I heard, but it could have been Craig, said this morning that he was scared of revolving doors.
That was George.
That's me, yeah.
Revolving doors. Mm-hmm. Well, did you know that birds kill more people than revolving doors?
Really?
Yes.
Birds?
But see, you don't fear birds, do you, George?
No.
You would never enter a building through a bird. So use your logic.
Don't
use your logic
here. Understand that.
You know, people often ask me, they say, Carlton, what can I do to conquer my fears?
To what?
Conquer.
What?
Conquer.
Conquer.
It's a word that people
conquer.
Use. Yes.
Conquer.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
What do you think I'm saying?
Conquer.
Yes.
Right.
And I always tell them you should confront your fears in order to conquer your fears.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you fear bears, walk into that bear cage wearing nothing but a steak for a loincloth.
I don't think that's a good
Travel
idea.
Travel into grizzly country while menstruating.
Oh,
do no. this for yourself. Okay, now once you survive that, you realize that your fear was unfounded and unwarranted.
Yeah,
it's
I don't...
If you survive. If you survive, you'll find
if you survive.
That. I don't know if this is great advice.
And if you die, you won't fear anything anymore.
Yeah, all right, you are a professional, so...
I am a professional. And if you have a fear of clowns... Make love to that clown. Make love to him. You'll get the sweet, full release of making love along with a hilarious dinner party anecdote. It's win-win.
Okay.
This is simple mathematics.
Okay. All right. Let me write this down. Make love to that clown.
Yes. Just make him remove his shoes before he climbs into bed, dude.
Get
in
a little bilky. Don't get any of that.
Get a little bilky. And don't be frightened by his clownness.
Okay.
When squeezing his scrotum and hearing the old car horn sound, just laugh. Don't get startled. Come on.
And, I don't know.
You know, another thing, if you fear being with a woman, just don't be with her. Just be with men.
Okay. Well, that's...
Do
that
you
seems
have
like an entirely different thing
do you
you're
have
talking
personal...
about here.
Note to self. I was recording something. Hold on. That was a note to self. Okay.
Oh. I didn't see your mini recorder. I'm sorry.
You haven't written any books about fears, have you?
I actually have a little series called Confronting My Fears.
Confronting My Fears.
Yes, it's a series about confronting fears. It's called the Confronting My Fears series.
Okay.
Yes.
Very original.
And I have a couple of spurts versions in this.
I'm glad George brought this up.
Did you mean he said that name? Kind of weird, didn't he?
Yeah, he said your name is weird. I didn't know if you heard that, Judge.
Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah.
he said your name like Judge.
I know. That was weird how he said
I'm
that.
Like, no, it's Judge.
We're having fun, aren't we?
Yeah, it's good to have fun.
Good Lord, you're tickled. I haven't heard him laugh this
much.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't been that tickled in so long.
I bet.
I mean, tickled in that way.
Right.
Right.
Not like tickled with a feather or something. It's a different kind of tickle.
I noticed
the
your assistant,
books, Dr. Maxwell.
Your assistant Nicholas is really giggling at that, too.
Yes. There's a private joke there. Okay. So some of these books are... appreciably more popular than other ones
they're
that
what?
I've written.
I think that's appreciably.
This one's called I Fear Being Called a Fake Athlete by Mark Cuban. It's a very beautiful confessional tell-all.
Interesting
tell-all,
fear.
A memoir, as they say.
Right.
A memoir.
Right.
A fake athlete.
As the Germans call it.
Not German, but yes.
So, and then this is another one. This is called Never Winning Another Super Bowl Before I Run Out of Harvested Organs by Jerry Jones.
that's his fear.
Yeah, that's his fear, apparently, yes. It's in the Confronting My Fear series. In all, there are over 1,000 books in that series.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
That's right.
All of them spirits or some not spirits?
I'm sorry.
Sports. Are they all about?
I'm like, okay, weird. You said spirits like spirits.
Oh, God, he's laughing again. Jeez.
Well, oh, are you okay?
Are you all right?
Did you get scared for a moment?
I think you did.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you for bringing these books and helping us with the fear.
Yeah, that's great. Great advice, Dr. Maxwell. Thank you.
I know you, you've got to run, and I just...
Yes, I need to get going.
Quick question, because I saw you and Nicholas walking in this morning, and you seemed awfully, I don't know, close. Are you,
It was cold.
Are the two of you lovers?
That's an awfully personal question.
Oh,
no.
You wish you were our lovers, bitch!
Oh, God. I do that to him every time.
I'm so sorry.
Insulted him once again.
He'll never come back now.
That's Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Look for his fears series.
You're a bitch!
Boy, he's really mad this time. All right, it's 8:48 here. Oh, my gosh.
Bitch!
I'm Dr. Maxwell.
I'm so...